we look forward to a new series this morning, and we're talking about the road that he chose, which is Jesus, in his last few weeks, days here on earth when he was with his disciples as he was going to die on the cross at Calvary, but ultimately be raised again on the third day. And so these next 4 weeks, we're looking at, you know, what he chose, what his focus was. The next week is suffering, and then his triumphal entry, and last, but most importantly, his resurrection. And so here's a question that I ask myself all the time, and I think we've all caught ourselves in the situation, is have you ever just wanted to restart something? Have you ever done something where you're like, man, I wish, now that I know the outcome, I wish I would have never done that. Right? If I knew then what I know now, I would have never. Is that just me, or is that anybody else in here? Okay, good. It's a few of us. And so when I was a kid, it was when I was first learning how to ride a bike. And if you know anything about riding a bike, it's exciting when you get training wheels off and you're on the road because you are cruising. And I'm 7 years old, and I'm thinking I'm conquering the world. So my dad took my sister and I. We went to what we call Pinellas Trail, which is this big, giant trail from Pinellas County, which is where I lived, to Hillsborough. So it'd be kind of like going from downtown all the way here to North Klein. So it was a big, long trek. And of course, what father loves his son and says, hey, let's go on a 30,000-mile bike ride. Sure, Dad, let's do it. So we go, but the highlight of Pinellas Trail is this big, giant hill as you cross over US 19, which would be the equivalent of crossing over 45, but it's a big, giant hill. And I'm 7 years old, and I was a big dude like I am now, and I can remember going up the hill, and every ounce of me was pumping my legs. I was standing up. You know, if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sweating, right? I've got to the top. I've made it through the hard parts. But we all know this, that what goes up must always come down. And man, did I ever go down. So I remember just losing my focus. I went from, oh my goodness, here's the finish line, to, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I looked down at my feet, and they're going faster than I could ever move. And the next thing I know, I'm tossed off to the side, and I have fallen off of my bike. And if I knew the pain I was going to have in the end, I would have never started in the beginning. But I realized this, is that where I was going ultimately showed me where I was going to end up, right? My focus went from what I knew to do to what is going on. And in an instant, I shifted from myself, from where I was going, to fear, and I fell. Because where you go determines ultimately where you're going to end up. And so this morning, we're going to be looking at a key phrase in Luke chapter 9, in verse 51. As Jesus says these words, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And so this morning, we're going to be looking at kind of three keys to this phrase. We'll look at what he said, which is Jesus, what he did, which is Jesus, and what we should. And this is how we respond. Because on the road that he chose ultimately led to humiliation, suffering, pain, and death. And how us as a church, how our decisions that we make determine the road that we take. And so Luke 9:22, here's what Jesus says. Luke 9:22, saying this is Jesus, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed. But here it is, but on the third day be raised. And so this is kind of an interesting moment for Jesus as he's talking to his disciples, the people that he did life with every single day. This comes right after two major events in the narrative of Christ, right? He had just got done feeding the 5,000. If we know that story from when we were kids, he takes five loaves and two fish and feeds 5,000. And then right after that, he asks his disciples a simple question. He says, hey, who do the people say that I am? And this is when Peter proclaims him as the Christ. And then he changes his direction. He says, but wait, the Son of Man is going to suffer and die, but ultimately be resurrected. See, Jesus knew that his time on earth was coming to an end. He knew that tomorrow was going to begin the end of his journey. And he was sharing that with his disciples. This is that I know what I'm going to do moment. We've all had those moments in life. Say, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is Jesus's moment. Hey, I know what I'm going to do. I know I'm going to suffer. I'm going to be thrown over into the enemy, but it's going to be okay because on the third day, I'm going to be raised from the dead. See, he knew his end was coming, but here's the interesting piece about Jesus. He knew what he was coming to, and he still came. He knew what he was going to do, and he still went through with it. And this is kind of interesting for us to think about because Jesus was incarnate, which means he was 100% God and 100% man. So at any time, Jesus could have said, hey, I'm out. I know what's about to happen, right? I know I'm going to die. So I'm just going to go stay in Galilee and I'm going to open up a coffee shop. I'm going to do my own thing, right? I don't want to do this because I know what's going to happen next. But see, Jesus wasn't about his agenda. He was about his Father's agenda. Time and time again, Jesus would say, I'm about my Father's will. I'm about my Father's purpose. Jesus came with a purpose, even though the people that he walked with every single day didn't fully understand. See, he says this again in Luke 9:44. He says, let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man must suffer and die. It's kind of like when I was a kid, my dad would say, Timmy, you're stubborn. Listen, get it through your big head. This is that moment for his disciples. Listen, you guys aren't understanding what's going on. Yes, it's great I perform miracles, but I'm going to die. So let that sink into your heads. Because the purpose why I'm here is for you. Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do. See, we're all called to something, but the things that we're doing, the steps that we're taking, are they directing our life to a life like Jesus? Or are they directing a life to a life where we want to fulfill everything that we want to do? Because where we go determines where we end up. See, Jesus knew his purpose. He knew it was suffering, pain, punishment, humiliation, and he still went. He was focused on his Father's will, and that was death, but ultimately salvation for the world. See, Jesus knew his why to his journey. It wasn't about riches and glory. It was about bringing his Father glory. It was about salvation for the world. It was about paying a debt that we could never pay. See, life is a process, church, but we all have a purpose, and we all play a part. So the question we have to ask ourselves is this, is are we living a life with the eternal perspective in mind, which is saying, God, I can't wait for glory in heaven, or are we living a life with my own kingdom in mind? Are we living a life where it says, you know what, I'm just going to do my own thing every single day. I'm not going to worry about what God tells me to do, because what I want to do is going to be greater than what the Father wants to do through me. And church, if our direction isn't taking us to the destination of the Father, then something has to change. Because your decisions ultimately determine the direction to your destination. Because we as people, we're ultimately the results of the choices that we're going to make. That's what Jesus says. Listen, the Son of Man is going to suffer. He's going to die. I'm going to be raised on the third day. And here's what Jesus does next. Here's actually what he did. In Luke chapter 9 again, verse 51. And when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. When the day drew near, when the time was coming, when he knew his life was going to end, he set his face to Jerusalem. Now in the Greek, when we break this down, it says, you know, he set his face, which means it was set in stone. It was immovable. His mind was made up. Nothing was going to change it. He was going because he knew what he was supposed to do. He knew that no matter what was going to happen next, no matter what was the outcome when he got to Jerusalem, because he knew it was going to be death, he knew it was going to be hard, he knew it was going to be painful, but he still went. He set his face. He was going. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was determined to go through with it. But if Jesus ultimately knew the outcome, like I knew the outcome of many things in my own life, then why do it? Because he knew his purpose was to fulfill the Father's plan. Because there was something greater than himself. It was his purpose, his mission, it was his call. See, church, Jesus didn't go to the cross to give you a great life. He went to the cross to give you eternal life. He knew his purpose. He was willing to take on the pain and suffering to give us eternal life. So here's what happens next in verse 52. And he sent messengers ahead of him who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. Verse 53, here's where it comes. But the people did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. See, Jesus is about to teach his disciples, the people that he's with, that following him isn't going to be easy. It never was. And he shows them that there's going to be people you come in contact with that may not get along with you. See, Jews and Samaritans, they didn't really get along, right? They were on two different opposite ends of the line here. They didn't like each other, right? They were two rivals. It's like University of Texas and A&M. They just don't get along, right? And so when Jews would try to travel to Jerusalem, they would literally go around Samaria. They would take an extra day's journey just to avoid these people. And so when the Samaritans found out that Jesus was going to Jerusalem, they said, hey man, you cannot be here. Because there's going to be people we come in contact with in our life that may not fully understand you, or may not get along with you because you are a follower of Christ. And so what do? Do you turn around? Do you head back? To your, okay, I'm done, I'm out. I did what I wanted to do. Do you stand firm? Do you keep your face set towards what God has for you? Remember, Jesus could have had an easy out right here. Remember, he's fully man and fully God. A speed bump comes and could have been the easy way out for him. Say, hey, I'm going to go back. I can't get there today. I'm going to delay my journey. I'm going to wait. But he realizes this, is that he was still about his Father's business, church. He was still going to do exactly what he was called to do, what he set out to do. He wasn't going to listen to other voices. He wasn't going to let a little speed bump take him off his journey. In church, that's the same truth for us. When we're walking a road with Christ, when we're on this journey with him, we don't take a detour because somebody tells us to. We listen to the Father. We let him direct every single thing that we do. And so, church, when trouble comes, when you're faced with adversity, when you say, man, I could go back here, it's going to be a lot easier than where God wants me to go, what do? Do you turn and run, or is your face set on the Father? Is your face set towards him? Are you so excited about what God is going to do that you're not worried about what happens next? Remember, we're all called to something, but each one of us is called to bring glory to someone, which is the Heavenly Father. Jesus was all about his Father's will. He was determined. He set his face. But James and John, they decided to try something else. And here's what happens next in verse 54. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them? Verse 55, but he, which is Jesus, turned and rebuked them. See, what happens here is Peter and John are saying, look, Jesus, we can call down fire the same way Elijah did in the Old Testament. We can annihilate these people. We can overtake this land. We can go to Rome. We can become kings. We can become rulers. We can do whatever we want. Do you want us to do this? Because the disciples were more concerned about their plan than Jesus' plan, even though they were walking with him every single day. But Jesus quickly reminded them that it's not about glory, power, riches here on earth. It's about glory, power, and riches in heaven. He says, no, that's not what we're set out to do. And he rebuked them. He told them, listen, let's not do that. But see, church, when it comes to following along with Jesus, when it comes to walking this journey, yes, it's going to be hard, but it takes discipline. It takes determination. It takes unwavering faith. It takes us listening to the right voice, keeping our face set to him, keeping our eyes focused. Remember, Jesus ultimately knew the outcome. This could have been an easy way for him to take a way out, but he still did his Father's will. See, when we walk with Jesus, when we're on this journey, when we feel like we can't go any further, when we feel like we can't see what's coming next, he reminds us just a little further. Give it your heart. Just 5 more yards. Give me everything you got. Yes, there's going to be a struggle. We've got to continue to listen to what the Father is telling us. Continue to be determined to reach our ultimate destination and glory with him in heaven. And we cannot turn back. We cannot give up. Jesus didn't turn back. Jesus didn't give up. We shouldn't either. So we saw what he said. We read what he did. But here's what we should. Here is our response to this. In Luke 9, 23, here's what Jesus says. This is right after he says, the Son of Man must suffer and die. And he says to them, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. See, leading is easy. Following is hard. Everybody always wants to be the first one. Everybody always wants to be the top of the podium, the gold medal. But following is hard because you have to walk the same steps the person in front of you did, even if that means the road is hard. Jesus says, listen, take up your cross, deny yourself, follow me. You want to find life? You better lose your own. He knew what he was going to do, and he did it. He gave us a challenge. He gave up his life for us, and so we should give up a life of us for him. Pick up your cross, carry your cross, deny yourself. So remember, the cross isn't about a better life today. It's about hope for tomorrow. It's about hope for eternity. It's about life with the Father. That's what it means to pick up our cross. That's what it means to walk the same road Jesus did. Through the pain, through the struggle, the Father is always there, reminding us just a little further, you're almost there. Because it's not about gaining, but it's about losing here on earth. It's about losing your life, which is that surrender part, but gaining eternity, which is salvation. That's what he says, if you lose your life for my sake, you will find it. See, following Jesus means picking up your cross and going. Meaning that even when it gets hard, even when you're carrying a burden so big, even when something comes up unexpectedly, even when finances aren't the best, when you're at the end of your road, you say, God, I can no longer do this, but you can. And I'm going to continue to walk this road even when I can't see what tomorrow brings. That's what picking up your cross every single day looks like. That's what determination looks like. That's what Jesus was calling us, is calling us to carry out. Because the same road Jesus traveled to the death of himself is the same road we travel to the denial of ourselves. Right? Jesus took on humiliation and he died. When it comes to following Jesus, sometimes we may be persecuted for what we believe. And that's okay. Because we know that our hope is in heaven and not here on this earth. Jesus gave up everything. He was our substitution on the cross, but he's our pace setter too. The cross, meaning he's already gone before us and he's waiting for us to follow in the steps to remind us that it's going to be okay. Keep your face set to him. Keep going on. Keep being determined. The journey may be long, but the reward is great. Pick up your cross and follow him, which means fully putting your faith in him, even when your faith seems lost. See, Christ modeled this for us. He kept his eyes on the finish line, right? Remember, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. He sat in front of the disciples and says, listen, I'm going to die, but I'm going to continue to carry out because I know that if I die, if I pay this sin debt that you have, then we can spend eternity together. He knew where he was going, and he still went. Our journey's only begun, church. The disciples that walked with him every single day, they missed it over and over and over again. It's not about their ideas or their agenda. It's about the Father's. Church, last week, a lot of us made commitments. We put pen to paper. I made a commitment, and that number that I put on the paper is still freaking me out. There was a number, I was like, this is comfortable for me. I can do this. But I realized that if I could do it myself, it's not of God. So for some of us, we may be feeling that right now. It's just, God, I can't believe you called me to commit to this. I don't know what 2 years is going to look like. Well, I don't either, but I know who holds my 2 years and beyond. And I'm committed not to myself, but to him. See, we can't have this day three faith, as we call it, which is first day you're okay, day two you're rocking, but by day three you want to give up. You say, I'm out. It's not what Jesus calls us to. He set his face to Jerusalem. God calls us to set our face to him. My vision isn't set on me, the things I want to attain. My vision, my hope, is set on the Father and what he has for me. told you in the beginning of a story when I fell off my bike on the Pinellas Trail, but what I forgot to mention was that my dad had already gone before me. My dad had already conquered the hill, and he was waiting for me at the end, arms wide open, ready for his son to come down. And I can remember when I fell, my elbows were bleeding, my knees, I was crying, my helmet was over my face. He runs over to me, pushes my helmet back, wipes my tears, and he says, "Why did you take your eyes off me? Why did you stop looking at me?" Church family, that's the same thing with all eyes. Our Heavenly Father says, "Don't take your eyes off me." Even when we feel like we can't go on anymore, don't take your eyes off me. Even when you say, "Man, Timmy, my marriage isn't well," don't take your eyes off him. Because there's nothing too great for the Father. We have to keep our eyes set on him. There is no turning back. Jesus said, "I'm going to die." He set out to Jerusalem. He calls us to take up our cross and pursue him, no matter what comes our way, no matter what the cost is. So we can't take our eyes off him. We have to set our face to him. When I was a kid, there was an old hymn we used to sing all the time in church, and I can still kind of hear my dad singing every now and then in my head. And it goes a little something like this. "I have decided to follow Jesus." If you know it, sing it. "I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back." Church, that should be the cry of our hearts. Following Jesus, picking up our cross, no matter what road we face, Jesus has already gone before us. The Heavenly Father is waiting for us, saying, "Don't take your eyes off me. Don't turn back. Pick up your cross. Follow me. Come find me. Set your face on him."
Thanks so much for joining us today. We pray that the truth of God's word is both encouraging and uplifting to you. If you'd like more information about our church, service times, or locations, or if you have a question about what you heard today and you want to connect with someone, I want to encourage you to visit us on our website at championforest.org. Have a great day, and God bless.